What's going on, everybody? Welcome to The Hype, episode 235. Doug's still hanging out with Mickey, so it's me, Cody, with Dan, C-Rad. Emily will be joining us a little later on for some hockey box breaks, plus guess that price. NBA playoffs are this weekend, so we're going to talk about some of the superstars to watch, some of the young stars coming up, and play a little Guess That Price. Plus, we're talking about HGA. We have been chronicling the rise and now potentially the fall of HGA, so we're going to talk about that. But I think we need to start things off with a big week of releases. NBA Contenders and Encased Football are available now. If you guys go over to mojobreak.com, we are doing breaks of Encased and of NBA Contenders all week long. Early results from these guys. What are you thinking? Dan, C-Rad, hello. How are you? What are you thinking of the new releases this week?
Well, I'm always excited for Contenders basketball. I'm a big fan of Contenders basketball, especially them. Ever since they brought it back, I think it's been a pretty solid brand overall. I do actually really love the cracked ice and the premium edition autos that are in the set. And I actually do love, I know Dan prefers the Contenders Optic version of this product, but I still do prefer the actual premium edition chrome cards from Contenders flagship rather than the Contenders Optic premium edition cards.
Yeah, I got to say, Contenders has, in my mind, and I think in a lot of collectors that have been doing this for a long time, you think of Contenders, you think of football. But this, I mean, I remember 16-17 Contenders. They brought it back, and nobody cared. Granted, the number one pick that year didn't have autographs in it, so it was tough. It was Ben Simmons, no autographs.
The whole year was tough.
But... you know, it's been definitely coming up the ranks. It still hasn't taken over what Contenders brand is to football, but it is. It's probably right outside of a top 10 product release for the basketball category, like right outside of it, like maybe 11 or 12. Where you go back to 2016 and people may have ranked that last in the category or pretty close to it.
Right. Yeah. It definitely feels like there have been basketball products already for the 21-22 season, but it does feel like this is the beginning of like the big hitters for basketball. And we're going to get into the 21-22 rookie class, a class that I think we all were a little skeptical about to start the season. But now as we're entering the playoffs, I think we all need to reevaluate how we're feeling about these guys. But before we do that, Encased Football also here today. Yep. Mm-hmm. Greg was our own YG. Young Greg was opening some boxes this morning. Can I just say one? It's a great looking product, and there's great hits out of it. One little gripe. I think he pulled a one of one Zach Wilson, and it's great that they're already slabbed and graded. But it's gonna be a one of one. Can it be better than a 9?
They can't all be 9.5s.
I guess.
They can't all be 9.5s.
Oh, it was a 9?
It was a 9. It was a 1 of 1 out of 9.
You can't grade.
I don't have any complaints.
Yeah, you can't. Right, actually, fair enough. If anything, I prefer that. It's total transparency with the grade. I mean, you can't basically, because it's a 1 of 1, forget about the actual condition of the card and be like, well, how about a 9.5? It is a 1 of 1. You know what? Props to Beckett. I've talked about Beckett all the time. I love Beckett. Big fan of Beckett. Love their slabs. Best slab in the business.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to also mention I had to eat crow on this one because about 4 or 5 months ago, right, coming in and still kind of going through the pandy a little bit, I said to our customers, and I told a lot of people, I didn't think that Encased would ever come back as a brand for football, basketball, or anything. One, because grading is more expensive now, right? I took that into consideration. Two, Encased seems like one of those products for Panini or any company that is putting graded products graded cards in their products. It seems tough, right? It's a long process. You have to get the cards made, you have to get the cards signed, then you have to get the cards graded.
And you have to get them back.
Yeah,
from grading,
exactly.
With a backlog from every major grading company.
So I was assuming that they were never going to come out with this brand again. Lo and behold, they freaking came out with another one. So props to Panini. And I haven't seen the product yet personally. I'm going to be breaking some tonight and all throughout the weekend. But I'm hoping it's going to go back to like pre-Pandy where, you know, there's more nines rather than eights and eight fives. Because during the Pandy, in encased football and basketball that year when we were in the thick of it, you know, due to the, you know, factors that, that are out of Panini's control, they had there was a lot of more eights than I've seen in previous years. Like, yeah. It's tough when you get an eight.
Yeah, and a fair assumption there with not knowing if Encased was actually going to come out, because it didn't come out for basketball. So that is a fair assumption that it wasn't going to come out, and I'm surprised it came out for baseball. Basically what you were saying with the backlog of grading and how expensive it is. And so far, Panini has been delivering. It's been really, really solid.
Yeah.
Greg has had some Gregatron. I'm moving away from the YG.
Okay. I'm still stuck on YG, but
because I mean, he's not even 21. He's like, what, 22, 23? Yeah, he's going to Coachella. I mean, he's not young Greg anymore.
Our young
Greg is all grown up now.
That's right. He has spread his wings.
went to Coachella. Young Greg came back Gregatron.
That's right. Coachella already passed. God, this is where I'm sounding like an old man. Coachella is done. Is that right? Or is it coming up?
No, it is. No, he's going.
Yeah. Right.
Think.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it had already passed.
But he went last year, too, I believe.
Oh, he went last 2 years? 2 years in a row?
Sheesh.
Yeah, I do know one thing about Greg, 3.25. I know that... I know that he has not been to Vegas yet as a 21 after he turned 21.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
We brought Joe. Yeah. We brought Pokey Joe to Vegas
for his first time.
Well,
what happens? And, what happens stays. Anyway.
Did he do karaoke?
Was it just you
and Sugar Shane?
It was just me holding court, and then Shane was sprinkling it in.
He went for it.
You got to give him props for going for it.
It was good times. It was good times had by all, and good times had all by all this week with our breaks of Encased Football and Contenders Basketball. Go to mojobreak.com for all of those breaks. I mentioned Contenders Basketball because. This is the first sort of big flagship release with a ton of big autos, big chases coming up for this 21-22 NBA rookie class. I think a class that about midway through the season, we were like, could be better. Little bummed by this class. And then I think we kind of all got caught up in the sort of in the flawless 2021 flawless hype and focusing still on the 2021 class, and all the while the 21-22 NBA rookie class turned around, and I think I don't think I'm making a bold statement, got really good really fast and maybe as strong as last year's class. I know LaMelo and Ant-Man are at the top. I know Dan is shaking.
I watched that Timberwolves game last night.
I know.
Anthony Edwards is legit.
He's good. He's really good.
He is legit.
But
he's probably better than Luka.
Here's my argument. Whoa.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Now. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, how about that? Yeah, fall out of your chair.
Jeez.
I said that. Everybody, which camera? All of you. I said that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at the Heat. He is an amazing basketball player. I'm all in on Anthony Edwards.
He's an incredible player.
So yeah, let's.
I give him props. He's really
good. I almost fell out of
better
my chair
Luka
saying
then,
that this rookie
know,
class
man.
Could be better than last rookie class.
Jeez.
I say it because there's two guys at the top of the hill last year, LaMelo and Ant-Man. Obviously, they're incredible players. They've already they have arrived. But I think in terms of the depth. This class, and that's what we were saying back last draft, that yes, it's not going to be as exciting to begin with, but as the years go on, you're going to realize, man, there's a lot of good rookies out of this 21-22 class. There's a lot of good guys. So let's run them down, do a quick 21-22 NBA rookie recap. I'm going to start with Cade Cunningham, who let's just throw this out with Cade Cunningham. This was tweeted out by the Detroit Pistons via Elias Sports. Cade Cunningham posted averages of 22.9 points, 5.9 rebounds, and 7 assists in the month of March. The only rookies in NBA history to do that in a single month. Michael Jordan and Oscar Robertson.
Nice. Good company to be in.
Very good company to be in.
It's kind of an obscure
stat. Maybe it is, but I mean, if you're a rookie averaging 22, 5, and 7.
I mean, yeah, that's good. Pistons need to become a better team. They need to put some pieces around him.
Yes.
I think we can say that, and we're probably going to say that about most of the rookies we're going to go over right now. I think the one thing that lacked is that they were not on a team that was going to make a deep run, minus
two guys.
There's two guys. Yeah. And again, that's two guys that, I mean, last year in the playoffs, we had basically no rookie hype going into the playoffs. This year, we've got two guys that one guy. Well, I mean, we'll see what they do in the first round because the Raptors have a tough test, I think, with the Sixers.
Dude.
And
speaking of that, the Raptors having a tough. Every YouTuber NBA channel lately has been talking about how the Sixers are going to have trouble with the Raptors and how the Raptors are way underrated.
I like the Raptors, but
NBA YouTuber has been saying that the last week.
And look, the Raptors are one of those teams I think everybody has slept on all year. Like, I mean, they were only champions a few years back, and it's mostly the same team other than one major factor. But I
you know why though, right? Because Matisse Thybulle can't play in Toronto.
That's true. That is going to be a massive bump for the Raptors in that series. But I still can't deny.
And Harden hasn't been great in Philly.
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't been great.
He hasn't.
But so it's going to be up to Embiid.
But yeah, and Embiid probably should win MVP.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tough to count out the Sixers when on paper they have a better team than the Raptors.
Oh, of course.
Yes,
of course.
Now,
they do.
Are they going to have to show up? They're not going to. I can tell you right now, it's not going to be one of those series where they're going to come in and they're going to blow them out four games in a row by 15, 20 points.
I think it's going to go seven.
I don't know if it'll go seven. I think the Raptors might take a couple games, maybe 4-2.
Yeah.
But I bet the games are within 5 points.
While we're talking about the Raptors, let's actually shift over to Scottie Barnes, who is their big rookie.
Yep.
A good year for him. I think he started off really hot, maybe slowed a little bit at the end, but still, I think, 15.3 points per game is what I'm looking at for the stats for the year. 7.5 rebounds per game. Really good numbers for him for a Toronto team that, like that we've said, is in the playoffs. Got some of his card numbers right here. Let me get that up.
It's tough that we're in the playoffs and we're not talking about their Prism cards.
I know. That's
like,
that's
I'm looking
that's
I'm looking at what remember. Yeah. But we're comparing like elite right. Rookies. Like this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, like we are
it. That okay, let's rewind a little bit. Part of the reason we weren't talking about these rookies early in the year
is
there was no
product. Prism. Right. Yeah.
There was not only right. no yeah. Prism. There was no products coming out.
Right.
We had hoops.
Right. We have hoops in Elite. That's what we have to compare.
We just had Prism Collegiate Draft.
Right.
Like
right.
that product just came out, season's over.
Yeah.
This is gonna be the tough thing with this rookie class.
Like,
that is
the basketball draft for next year is like going to happen soon.
And we're barely gonna get Prism.
And we may not have Prism out yet.
Right.
Or may not have it, yeah.
I think we're really talking about these rookies if there's more cards in their NBA unis that we're chasing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But it feels like now is the time that, I mean, I still think that overall a lot of these products are probably still going to be maybe we're going to be. I don't want to say we're sleeping on them, but like there still doesn't. Like I said, there's going to be a lot more with the two of these guys. Cade Cunningham came on so strong at the end of the season. We'll talk about him in a second here, but. Yeah, it does still feel like we're sleeping on these guys, despite the fact that, yes, there are products. The big fish products, those big ones, are still yet to come.
The fact that we have four of the top guys who actually got drafted, you know, as the top picks, that performed well during the season, two of them are in the playoffs, And then you got a bunch of other rookies this year that did well for their teams as rookies. It bodes well for the rest of the card season for this draft class for sure.
Yeah.
But it is this is uncharted territory. We've never gone this far into a season without having some of these staple products like Prism. Right? Like we're literally in the playoffs.
I can't even I'm trying to go back into I'm trying to go back to last April. And I felt like we were running behind last year.
Yeah, we were. But they were coming out.
But we were well into products, like substantial like product releases.
Yeah, I wonder what happened because it really did get backed up a lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
That manufacturing thing back in the fall. Remember that?
Yeah.
That affected it. But we got Prism 2021 LaMelo year last January. Right? So here we are like in the middle of April and we still don't have the 21-22 Prism yet.
So. It's tough for this class, which again, like I said, the on the court play I think is starting to speak for itself for a lot of these guys. I just do want to point let's do this. If you had to rank these four guys that we're discussing that we're looking at here, Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, Jalen Green, by the way,
put up like 40 last game of the season or something close to it.
Last nine games, 28.1 points per game. He shot almost 43% from 3-point range. The guy started looking really, really good. I know he got a bunch of junk minutes for a while because that team in Houston was really bad, but like he started to look like the real deal.
I mean, I figured like his stat line was going to be a little skewed because who else? Somebody has to score,
exactly.
Right? His shooting percentage really wasn't that bad. Like you said, his like 3-point percentage, not that bad. I feel, and I talked about it before, he was my go-to guy who I think after everything settles, he is going to be the rookie that everybody is chasing in 2-3 years.
I wouldn't be shocked.
When the Rockets turn it around. You got to remember, he did spend 1 year in the G League. So he didn't do the college route. He did the 1 year in G League. So he was playing against pros last year.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm super happy for Jalen Green. One, because I'm always going to support him. He's like half Filipino or part. I'm happy because he started off the season really rough, man. His shooting percent, he was not shooting the ball well, and that's what he was known for, right, coming into the draft. So the fact that he finished the season well, I'm happy for him. And, hopefully he does. He's going to be one of those staple guards in the league for a long time. So anyways, rank Dan, how would you rank these four right here?
Jalen Green's number one. Cade Cunningham. Man, I haven't watched too many Raptor games. I've heard good things about Barnes, but I don't know.
I think you are kind of with everyone as I'm wearing a Blue Jays hat, and I'm saying everyone's sleeping on Toronto, no one's watching them. But honestly, yeah, they're probably the best team that nobody watched.
And it's tough because I haven't watched many Cavs games either. I will say this.
The way you're ranking them, I don't know if you noticed this, but Scottie Barnes Evan Mobley, they're bigs, and then the Jalen.
That would make sense because that's how I usually. As far as the hobby, and again, I think I've talked about this, and I think Doug's talked about it, and Conrad's talked about it. It seems like bigs don't, regardless of how talented they are. You can look at like Joel Embiid,
DeAndre Ayton,
but Embiid, like with the stat lines that he puts up. His cards should be selling for more than they are right now. They are selling for a lot of money, but if he is a Luka or Ja Morant or Steph Curry, like they sell for double or triple. There's something about the bigs game that isn't flashy enough for the hobby.
Yeah.
I mean, I always rank, and that can change. Like if you go way back, like 1992, 1993. The hobby was run by what?
The bigs.
It was run by the bigs. Back Shaq, Alonzo Mourning,
Hakeem
Olajuwon. It was like those players were what drove the hobby. You wanted a Shaq card. You didn't want like Bobby Hurley or, you know, somebody else
right.
of the same it era just, that was a rookie.
Or even Shaq was selling for more than Penny.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it just speaks to how the game has changed, and because of that, the hobby has changed around it. Because a guy like Evan Mobley, who had a great year, and he was hurt a lot. He missed a good amount of time. I don't want to say a lot, but a guy who I think probably is the rookie of the year. Maybe Cade Cunningham did that late push at the end of the year, maybe did enough to take it away from him. But clearly, a guy who's rookie of the year, if a rookie of the year contender, favorite. But yeah, you're right.
You take him off that team, and you saw it last year. They're not a playoff
team.
They're
not a good team.
They're definitely not in the playoffs.
No.
So you got to put that into the rookie of the year voting.
Yeah.
That
make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, he was such a good fit and such a big deal to his team that he transcended him from basically a bottom dweller in the East to a playoff team. Now, Cavaliers probably not going to make a run quite yet, but they're putting the correct pieces in place. And I mean, I don't want to speculate. Does LeBron go back to Cleveland at some point?
I think he would be smart to do so. That team's so, that's got a really nice young core.
He's coming to Golden State, dude.
I don't know what we would have to. I mean, you'd
Wiggins
minimum,
and like a Moody probably.
Probably. I think you saw that same trade: Wiggins, Moody, and some like a first round pick.
Yeah,
at minimum.
But
how do you
pay him?
He'll just be here for the 2 years that's left on his contract.
Yeah, but he's getting paid like how much?
$40 million.
I mean, it well worth it. I would love to see LeBron as a Warrior.
I don't know. LeBron in the
Dude,
home.
I'd be first guy.
Wow.
First guy.
Iguodala's got some, like, I don't know. He's probably got some, like, weird tech stock that, like, nobody knows about. He'd be like, I'll just pay you and, like, just give him half of Iguodala's tech stock or something like that.
Yeah, LeBron is my favorite non-Warrior player, always has been.
Wow.
So
okay.
that would be amazing. And yeah, LeBron comes to the Warriors. Got two championships. Back to back, no doubt.
Yeah. With him and Steph.
Oh.
Not one, not two, not three.
And Clay? Healthy Clay?
Yeah.
C-Rad, who do you got as if you're ranking these four rookies, okay. Cade, Jalen, Ed Mobley, and Scottie Barnes?
I am going to say Cunningham one, Jalen two, Mobley three, and probably Scottie Barnes four.
Yeah, I feel like that sounds about right. I think that Barnes could jump up just because Mobley is such a more in the traditional big man mode. And like if he, again, he'll do fine and have a great NBA career, but he's great. He's been great. But if he falls into that, then yeah, it's the hobby will respond. Will respond the way they do for other big men. But I really like Cade Cunningham's future potential. I thought his all around game was pretty incredible there at the end of the year. Had some nights against big good teams and just huge nights.
Kind of reminds you, and he does remind you of like a Anthony Edwards, like his rookie season.
It feels
and
so
then
similar.
Maybe one more season, you give him one more season, he might be able to take that Pistons team to the playoffs, like how Anthony Edwards was.
I think that in terms of like team situation, obviously Mobley and Barnes are already in the playoffs, but I think Cunningham and the Pistons are about a year away. I think they're really, really close.
A year and like a really good vet.
Yeah.
Like a big name vet, like an all-star at least.
And if the Pistons are making a run going to start the season, as now because of the calendars all skewed, we're probably going to have the big flags, the big money releases coming out for the 21-22 class. Oh, man. We're gonna have it's gonna be January of next year. It's gonna be huge stuff. What if Detroit is this year's is next year's Chicago Bulls basically?
And then the 70th anniversary logo, man.
I'm glad we're talking about basketball. We had some play-in games last night.
Great games.
And man, I don't want to play the Timberwolves.
No,
So the Timberwolves, you get out of their starting five. Like the bench doesn't have a ton of depth, right?
Yeah.
But Cat, D'Angelo Russell, Anthony Edwards, Patrick Beverley, who apparently played with a chip on his shoulder, always does.
Always.
But last night, he really, really, really gave it to the Clippers. and that was fun to watch. Love the emotion. man, Timberwolves have been bad for a long time. Kind of reminds me a little bit of that We Believe Warriors when they knocked off the Mavericks.
They've got that vibe.
I can see them knocking off the Grizzlies.
Oh, no way.
I'm not going to say no way.
Come on. Like, what?
I think that matchup is close. I give the edge to the Grizzlies, but I'm not going to say no way that the Timberwolves don't have a chance.
Ja's back, right? Ja's back for the playoffs. Yeah. Ja's been playing, and the team is so good without him.
They split the season 2-2, though.
Dude, Cat fouled out last night, and I think they were down by like 7 in the fourth quarter. Cat was gone, and they ended up coming back and winning that game, mm-hmm. playing great defense, hitting big shots. Anthony Edwards, man, that guy can do. Dude, he had an amazing dunk. I mean, he was so fast off the dribble, he jumped from like the free throw line, slammed. Nobody in the Clippers even was within like like 3 feet of him. It was insane. Then he knocked down a clutch three. That team is and D'Angelo Russell, like the guy when he was on the Warriors, he balled out. I think a lot of teams have like given up on him, and you got to be rooting for the Timberwolves right now. It's a great story. The NBA needs it. The NBA needs those stories. They need those stories for hopes of like the Pistons turning it around. Like, hopes that, you know, these teams that have been bad for a while turn it around.
Agreed. A few other guys to mention before we do move on to our next topic. I think another reason just to be optimistic about these future releases for the 21-22 class, which, again, whenever these come, January or February next year, who knows? But Franz Wagner of Orlando, Jalen Suggs barely played. He was hurt most of the year. Both on Orlando, Wagner played really, really well most of the season. Josh Giddey, I know a lot of collectors were starting to really get into Josh Giddey on OKC. Davion Mitchell put up really good numbers near the end of the season for the Kings. Obviously for the Warriors, Jonathan Kuminga, he's in the rotation. He's going to get looks. He's going to get looks in the playoffs. And another guy that could up his value come playoff time. He's not going to be making the game winning shots or anything probably, but there's a lot of reasons I think to feel good going into, as we are now entering the bigger releases for the 21-22 rookie.
I do believe what you said before about this rookie class. It has a lot of depth. There may be a point where these products are as close to a can't miss as you can get in the industry, because they're, let's face it, usually after 4, 5, 6 years that their product comes out, there's like one or two players that you're really looking for.
They're good from the draft.
This may be one of those classes where 5, 6, 7 years from now, there's 8 or 9 players that are potential all-stars.
Yeah.
Now, they may not be the best player in the league, but they may be all-star caliber players.
Yeah, I feel good about this draft class for sure. There's been so many draft classes the last 10 years where we felt so sure about it, and then only one or two guys, like 15-16, like Devin Booker and Cat only, right? But then there's been some years where, like, it was all right. 14-15, they were all right. But then, or 16-17, where there's, like, a lot of guys that are really good from that draft class, actually. Mm-hmm. Remember, we talk about all the time, 16-17 was a terrible year for products. Ben Simmons didn't sign any cards. Well, who the hell are we chasing? But now you look at that draft class, and it's like, damn, that draft class is loaded. Jaylen Brown, Brandon Ingram, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, the Siakam from the Raptors. Right. It's like, damn, that draft was actually really good.
Yeah, I actually see a lot of parallels between the 16-17 product and and granted, with the 16-17 product, you always had the chance of like being able to pull Kobe autos.
Yeah.
We're not going to have that option opportunity now, but like in these products. But I think we're going to see some really, really good depth, and these products are going to be, they're going to hold their value, and they're going to do well for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, a ton of new releases this week. So it means let's do a box battle. We've been doing a lot of these on the hype recently. So let's do a box battle of 2021 Ultimate hockey, doing three boxes of this brand new product. I got C-Rad, Dan, and Emily waiting in the wings to break open some boxes. If you want to get some breaks, of course, mojobreak.com is the place to go for hockey breaks. We are breaking Ultimate Hockey, a great premium product. Some huge, huge hits out of this. Of course, we're looking for those Alexis Lafreniere cards still, but still so many huge hits. Kirill Kaprizov, tons of huge stars as we're getting ready for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Just a few weeks away. All right, guys, let's do it.
All right, Ultimate Collection, a staple, Upper Deck release.
All right, I'll go first because everybody knows that I am the hockey guy.
You are the hockey guy. So in this product, we're looking for the ever-elusive Shields. Shields are the, that's what we're looking for.
Yes. Let me ask you, are they as rare as an NBA logo, man?
Can't be.
I don't think so. I don't think
so. They're close, I'd imagine.
They're close. Yeah. It about the same as like an NFL shield. All right.
Dan already called that he has the shield in his box. Right.
I think I have the shield.
That's what he said.
The first card is a 2020 rookie introductions Morgan Geeky.
Yeah, good job.
Carolina.
Come on and raise up.
Carolina Hurricanes. What's up?
All right. Then you got the first auto, Shane Bowers. That's for the Avalanche. 217 out of 299. Focus, you Samsung. Come
on. Okay. Yeah, it's so clear. It's like running. It's like 4K right now. It's 4K.
Samsung out here.
Dude, it's so clear.
We got a nice patch. Minnesota Wilds, Ryan Suter. 5 out of 10.
Mm.
That camera can't even catch the numbering on these cards.
Wow. And you want to know why you got a dud box?
Yanni.
Because you're talking that smack.
For the Anaheim Ducks, number to 649. I don't know. My auto is pretty good, right? Shane Bowers? Not bad.
Avalanche, I guess. All right.
Pass it over to Dan.
All right. Let's all right, here shield. We go. Let's get that shield, Dan. Get after it.
Look at that. We got a shield. Well, we maybe not.
All right, Dan, what do you got?
All right. There we are. Got a Alexei Heponiemi.
This segment is actually just Emily is just testing all of you on
look at this.
Hockey pronunciations. That's really what the segment
Anthony
is.
Anthony Angelo. Otto.
Nice acetate on that one.
And I think this is a good one.
Mm.
RPA Jason Robertson.
I don't know. Don't look like a shield to me.
That's not a shield.
It's not a shield, but it's pretty good, though.
Robo.
90 of 99.
Very nice.
That's a good one.
Have we figured out if the Stars are in the playoffs or not?
I don't think we looked. I can look.
Got a Cal Foot.
Damn, they gave you a bonus hit in that one.
Number to 649.
I only got three hits.
And Connor McMichael.
Not only did I only get three hits, I only got one autograph. You got two autos.
Looks like I won that round. All right. So, I guess we saved maybe the shield
best
for last.
For last. You know, amateurs, step aside.
Probably. Maybe you got the shield.
So, it's your Robertson versus my Bowers.
My Robertson, that's a product.
Robertson is definitely in the lead right now.
All right.
Shane has a better auto, though.
True. But we're talking, you know. Robertson's one of the rookies you want to pull.
He's one of the rookies.
He's one of the rookies you want to pull, for sure.
Well, I don't think I got the shield.
All right.
So
no shield.
What about that other Stars rookie, Jake?
Ottinger.
Yeah.
The goalie?
Yeah. He's up there. Stars.
All right.
I hit him in every hockey break.
I feel like getting a goalie, though, generally is like getting a pitcher auto.
Yeah, I guess so.
Goalies don't get no love in hockey.
Not really.
I personally like seeing the goalies. But John Tavares, Toronto Maple Leafs. Look at that. John, right off the bat, who do I have? Nolan Foot, New Jersey Devils. This is numbered to 299. Ooh, who's up next? Philip Deneau going out to the Montreal Canadiens. Look at that. And last but not least, I got the worst pack.
My Shane Bowers is better than your two guys that you that signed?
Oh, yeah. I got the worst one.
Oh, okay.
I got the worst
one. Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with silver.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I think Dan is the winner
round. And I think I won last week.
I don't like it. This isn't fair.
No.
I think this is rigged.
Last week was Goodwin. I did not win that one.
Yeah, that's right.
But I did pull the Fernando Tatis
and
Bowman Inception. Yeah. So,
a couple weeks back.
So Doug has won 2 weeks. You've won 1 week. And now,
yeah.
Actually, not 2 weeks.
And a little segue into later on, I think we're going to do Guess This Price. So you got an opportunity to take it home, finally, after... How many episodes are we in?
God, no.
This will be number 235.
230. So. 200. How many guess that price? Maybe 50?
Yeah, something like that.
40
like
or 50.
That.
So, I mean, being 0 and 50 ain't that bad. You're due.
I'm pretty sure I want at least one of those 50.
All right. So, yeah, that was Ultimate Collection available. MojoBreak.com. We have PYTs available. E-Money will be doing those breaks for probably the next month or so.
Yes, come hang out with me. I need friends.
We got a handful of cases available, so yeah, check it out.
Well, I think it's worth touching on this next topic, HGA. We seem to bring them up. I feel like every month we do like a monthly check-in on like, what's going on with
I think the last time I think the last time we did it, we were going over their behind the scenes, you know, showing how the sausage is made in the way of HGA grading process. Remember that?
Yeah, transformable logitations.
Yeah, there was some big words. There's some big words that meant nothing.
A lot of $5 words in there. Well, things have kind of taken an interesting turn, to say the least, over at Ole HGA. We have an ownership change that was announced by the company. I'll just read briefly some of their statement. HGA family, friends, and supporters, we are writing to communicate a few changes within the organization. Tyler Hitt will be stepping away from HGA. Although we are sad to see Tyler go, he will still be part of our HGA family. HGA is now in the capable hands of Armstrong International, founded in 1900. Armstrong International is a private, fifth-generation family-owned company. HGA management team, which has been driving operations, will continue to do so with support from ownership. We added a resource who brings over 17 years of experience running companies and developing operational excellence. Okay. What does this mean? Where does this company go? Again, there have been so many grading companies who have entered the fold over the last few years. HGA, I feel like, is kind of the one that everyone likes to kind of pick on and poke at, and it's one of the most divisive ones. You either love them or hate them. Personally, I think that the whole like customizing the slab thing, and I think it's got potential to be really cool. That some of those slabs look great, but there had just been so many mistakes and so many bumps in the road that it's hard to trust them. And now adding this wrinkle really makes things, you know, I'm just kind of scratching my head as to where things go from here.
So,
it kind of feels like it, right?
All right. Armstrong International. All right. It doesn't look like they've ever dabbled in any type of collectible or trading card company or anything like that. So they're jumping into the grading game. Do they actually, I wonder if they even know what they just purchased. Do they know that they picked up a AI grading company? For trading cards. Yeah, break down a word, man. Break down a word.
Metamorphical translucentness.
Yeah, that's maybe they saw the video and they're like, yep. been waiting for that. But it doesn't look good. It looks like the company and the structure and who knows how much like debt they may have had or racked up. I know they were doing like an allocation type of drawing deal, like every couple months or a month to get your card submitted. You would basically like, they'd pick like, you know, X amount per month, and you would basically try to get allocated certain, like to get your cards graded. So I don't know how that was working out. I think a couple other companies have tried that. The grading, the whole, I mean, look, it's PSA and BGS. And then there's, I mean, SCG, we've talked about a little bit.
Mm-hmm. SGC.
SGC.
CSG.
CSG. CGS. They're always three-letter acronyms. Make it very, very difficult. But I don't know, man. It doesn't look good for the longevity of HGA. I don't know if we're... And I hope they figure it out, stay in business. I don't hope for anybody to go out of business, yeah. But I will tell you right now, running a business, it's not super easy.
No.
It can be a little difficult at times, especially trying to get some tech working on a podcast every once in a while. It's a little difficult.
We don't say that from experience.
We power through adversity, but no, I mean, in a year, are we talking about them? Is this it? Is this the last segment we have of HGA?
I hope so.
I can't imagine. I mean, best case scenario, this company comes in and, like you said, who knows if they know what they bought and what's going on here, but maybe they tighten up operations.
Did they just buy a business off the discount rack?
I don't know.
I think the previous owner was like, I'm going to try to get as much as I can off this joint.
And I'm going to go to a company that has never dabbled or has any understanding of this industry, but it's hot.
Yeah.
So you can always, right now, you could sell. You basically can have some, you can have a PowerPoint presentation on how hot grading is. The grading, you could basically spin it in that the grading is so hot that we can't actually scale enough to keep up with the demand. I'm going to give you a really good deal on this business. And that's basically how it could have been spun.
Yeah. Yep. It does feel like, too, like how many times are we also going to have this same, are we going to tell this same story over the next few months as again, things haven't taken a downturn, but it does kind of feel like things are leveling out when it comes to some of these newcomer, new, hot, new sort of like we're doing things different for grading and the hobby and we're going to change the game. And like you've heard a few of them already kind of sputter out and some of those names have already kind of gone and already a thing of the past. And now HGA adding to the list, there is a part of me that thinks this is not the first story like it that we're going to start to hear over the next few months.
You ever start something with saying we're changing the game? That phrase is over, man.
Yeah.
That phrase is 15 years ago, I was like, I'm done with that phrase. And we just keep on using
it. We're just going to keep doing the same game, but do it well.
Just the game's not broken. Don't change it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's play the game. Been playing it for 100 years.
Or just evolve it. You don't got to change it.
Yeah.
Same game.
And it may be the optimistic approach, too, is also like, I know we joke about it, but the Master P grading service, but because they're kind of doing the same thing, right? Where they're doing the AI grading.
Yeah, but they, HGA don't have Master P.
No, they don't. That's the thing.
You don't. If you put, you get Master P in a lab coat.
Yeah.
And you, I saw them and at you, the Mint, too.
And you, yes. He was at the Mint?
They were at the Mint.
They were at
Master
the Mint.
Master P
wasn't
at the Mint.
Oh, I was like, dude, Master P was at the Mint? Was he?
We missed him.
I mean, and he does that little commercial, and he drops, is like, make you say, come on. Yeah, like, you can't. If I'm a new grading company, I can't compete with that.
There's a feeling of, like, HGA walked so Master P grading could run, you know?
I can't. Hard to compete with Master P.
Yep.
And maybe that's what Tyler Hitt said. He's like, Master P's in the mix now. I can't compete. I'm out.
Yeah. Do any of these grading companies, these new grading companies, is anyone, I mean, because there's the old tried and true. We always talk about it, and I think it is the running theme. Like, if there's anything you've learned from listening to the hype, it's if you're going to get your stuff graded, don't go with the, you know, bargain bin grading company. Go with the tried and true.
I wish that was actually a name, though, because it wouldn't be an acronym. Bargain bin grading.
Ooh, a BBG.
No, you don't need to acronym it up, though. Just put bin right on the slab.
Yeah. I think if BBG is not taken, I might be going to.
There's like, yeah. There,
don't, I mean, nobody copyrighted trademark this.
There's only three. There's only three grading companies that you can even talk about right now. Let's face it. You got PSA, BGS, and CRAD 6.5.
Oh yeah.
There
I
we
mean
go.
That's
Conrad Grading Service.
That's it. That's it.
There we go.
It's not an acronym. I mean, it's four letters.
Yeah.
And
we could make
it. No, you don't. You don't do that. You don't do that. That's
maybe it's just because we were talking about this one so much, and they made a splash. Like, they went out of their way to be like, we're gonna be the new grading company. Like, forget PSA, forget BGS. You're gonna want to go to
HGS. But I give them a lot of credit. They came out and everybody was talking about them.
Yeah,
like, good or bad, they were for about 2 to 3 months may have been the hottest topic in the industry at a time where the industry was absolutely booming.
It's crazy.
I mean, just to think about it, like, we had record sales through Golden every day, and you had people talking about this new HGA grading company. So give them props on that. Their marketing wasn't bad, but there's so many variables when it comes to grading, and it's all about transparency.
Yeah.
And when you start letting fakes get through and you're basically touting yourself as the first ever AI, it's tough to have faith in that company.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, I think what this does in the short term is it discourages maybe a lot of companies that were going to new grading companies or people who wanted to start their own grading company. I think it's going to slow things down.
I don't think
for
it
a little
does,
bit.
Man.
You really don't.
It seems like every time I go on social media, there is a new grading company that like pops up. And they either follow Mojo Break on Twitter or Instagram, and it reminds me a lot of the early 90s when you just had 30, 40, 50, 100 grading companies, and it didn't even really matter. Yeah. They were just grading everybody. There's so many grading companies out there that they were just grading common cards, like 1988 Rick Sutcliffe graded.
I've got my BBG 10, Rick Sutcliffe, ready to go. All right, let's wrap things up. We talked about basketball earlier. We did a little basketball playoff talk. So let's do a little bit of Guess That Price, NBA Playoff Edition.
It's like, all right. It's like in school when, like, you're all, don't copy me.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody?
I feel like I'm at a disadvantage because I'm looking at these cards off of an Android phone.
Oh,
so
come on.
I feel like
absolutely.
I can't really see.
Oh, 1,000%.
You too.
Apple, man.
Hey.
It's the wave.
You know what? You do. You work with what you've got. And what we've got
are
five cards from
Everybody's
five.
Always a big fan of Tim Apple.
Five. Thank you. Yes, that's right. Five cards of five players who are going to be factors come playoff time. Five guys who maybe have breakout seasons this year or are notables going into the playoffs. Are we ready?
We are ready.
Yes.
I will say this is it. Conrad will win this one. This is right in his wheelhouse. I mean this is basketball. You can't lose this, right?
It has to happen.
I mean,
so we're guessing what these are selling for.
What they sold for.
What they sold for on eBay. These are
this is like one of those money lines right now. It's like minus 800 on Conrad.
Okay, yep. I'm ready.
That's too much pressure, man.
I'm ready.
Coming from somebody that never wins these.
Once again, anybody who is just joining us for Guess That Price, yes, these are all confirmed sales on eBay or cards that have already sold on eBay. I will give you the type of card, the grade of the card, and when it sold, and if it had a bunch of bids, how many bids it had as well. All right, first off, Darius Garland, orange, PSA 10. Darius Garland. It is an orange Prism rookie card, number to 49. It was a buy it now sale, and it sold on February 18th of this year. Darius Garland, Cavaliers. It was his rookie year, 2019. Did I mention that? I don't know if I did.
Yeah.
Darius Garland, breakout star for the Cavs this year. Lost the play-in game to the Nets as of this recording. Maybe in the playoffs as the
eighth seed. And just for reference, these Prism cards, they're the equivalent of like the Young Guns of hockey.
These are the big ones.
What was the grade on it?
It was a PSA 10.
PSA 10, wow.
PSA 10.
Okay.
Number to 49, oh, wow. Orange Prism rookie
card.
Damn,
this could be tough.
This is a big one. It could be a big one.
Nope, it's an easy one.
All right.
Got it right here.
Dan says it's an easy one.
Okay. It's an easy one.
Go all ahead, right. Dan, since you're, it's easy.
$4,200. Dead on. Don't even just...
Was
just
that
tell,
it? Is
just
it already
tell,
over? Is
just
the game
tell me. Just
over?
Tell me, Cody.
No. You can go. See, all right, Emily.
Well, I said $1,700.
Okay. Okay.
$3,500.
All right, $1,700 for Emily and $3,500 for C-Rad. Actual price.
Whoa.
Is.
What about my? What, I did 42.
$4,200. I got that. I got
oh, no, you're just not talking. You didn't say 42 in there.
All right. Well, hey, everyone calm down. All right. I'm the host around here. I know what I'm doing. Actual price. Man, I'm genuinely shocked by this one. $8,952.99.
Yep.
Dan gets the point. But
what?
Wow.
I knew it was $8,000. I just
no. me and you were very close. We were only 700 off each other.
Okay.
We were thinking the same thing.
Oh goodness. All right. So Dan is up. Dan's up 1-0. Next card. Next card is Carl Anthony Towns. Nice we talked card. About him. We talked about him a little bit earlier. Mm. Minnesota Timberwolves are in the playoffs as the seventh seed. This is a Prism White Sparkle of his from his rookie season. It's a BGS 10.
Wow.
BGS Whoa. 10. Yeah, crazy. That changes things. BGS 10, better than a PSA 10, so pristine 10. 36 bids on this card. It sold on March 1st of this year. No autograph, just a white sparkle. But it is Prism.
Oh, judging off the garland, this is tough, then.
This is Carl Anthony Towns, is what we're talking about right
That's
now,
right?
Yeah.
That's right. Carl Anthony Towns, Cat, as some call him.
Okay.
I go again, right? Since I.
All right, yeah, Dan goes first.
$18,500.
What?
Yep.
Okay. Emily, you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I said $12,400.
Okay.
All right, I went $8,000 on this one.
$8,000. Okay, this one, again, this is why this is weird. This is why eBay is weird. Unless I misread it, but I don't think I did.
It's a white sparkle.
It's a white sparkle.
It's like number to 20.
Correct.
No, 20.
Or is it 20?
It's out of the white sparkle packs.
Okay.
Correct.
It was one of the it was like one of the first years they did white sparkle. It might have been lower than that.
Actual price. $2,861. C-Rad gets the point.
I knew it was.
What?
I don't know why it's. I don't.
I felt like it was the same like as the Garland, but the fact that it's lower than Garland is kind of shocking to me too.
Yeah, I think.
Dude.
Maybe. Yeah, I know.
That's like a $100,000 card. I'm a buyer.
You were way off. On
2,000 was a great deal for that card. Honestly.
18,000.
I remember when his silver prisms were selling for $2,000.
Dude, that's a white. I think that's out of the white sparkle pack, though.
I'm old enough to remember when his 2000.
No, maybe not. Maybe they didn't do the white sparkle packs.
It was packs.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. I don't even know. I'm just confused.
That card. I felt that card was really, really undervalued. I mean, you were in the middle.
Yeah.
You were right in the middle.
I had 18,000. I thought was a steal.
All right. Well, we have a 1-1 tie. Emily maybe gets on the board with the next card here. It is a Jimmy Butler rookie card.
Nice.
12-13 select gold prism rookie card. Rookie patch auto numbered to 10. It's a BGS 9.5. 41 bids on this card. It sold on February 21st.
Nice.
Name the movie Jimmy Butler was in.
Name the movie Jimmy Butler was in. Uncle Drew. Gotta be, right?
Christmas party.
What?
With
I saw that movie. The Office Christmas Party, right?
Yeah, Office Christmas Party with JT Miller.
I saw that. Or TJ Miller, yeah.
TJ Miller and
Jason Bateman's
Jason
in it,
Bateman,
I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw that movie.
Yeah. He was in there.
I don't remember that movie.
They brought him into the party.
We're going to have a Christmas party like that then?
Right. With Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
No, like for a promoter break.
That'd be cool.
I've been trying to get a Christmas party. Nobody ever wants to do a Christmas party.
I'll do a Christmas party.
Nobody ever wants to.
Right. We've got time.
How many bids?
Who's dressing up like Santa Claus?
Don't look at me.
Shane.
Yeah, Shane. All right. Who got it last? C-Ray got it
last.
Okay,
wait. I was busy talking.
Yeah, write down your guess.
It's zero for Dan.
RPA, Jimmy Butler, gold select.
12-13, gold select, RPA, rookie RPA of Jimmy Butler. Miami Heat, number one seed. All right. See you, Red.
$12,000.
$12K. My goodness.
Mm.
All right.
I said $5,000.
Oh, okay. Okay. No.
All right.
$5,200.
Oh, boy.
You're only $200 off each other?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actual price is $2,247.22. That means Emily is on the board.
Yay!
Emily
gets
the
ding, ding.
And we are deadlocked. Three.
I'm not doing well.
We are deadlocked.
How much?
How much? 22.
How much?
12K?
12K. It's a gold, man.
Dude, people don't love Select like that.
It's a gold patch.
They don't love Select RPA like that.
And Jimmy Butler gets a little underrated, I think. Jimmy Butler's stuff does not sell for crazy, crazy prices.
Oh, also, he's been on how many teams?
That's why, because he's bounced around. Timberwolves, the aforementioned Timberwolves, the Bulls, the Sixers, and now the Heat.
Imagine how good the Timberwolves would be if they had Jimmy Butler.
Well, and then they had Zach LaVine, and they had Andrew Wiggins, and a lot of guys on that team. So
then they finally beat. They beat the Grizzlies.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Next up, this one should be a little easier for. I think this is hopefully not a gimme for C-Rad. It might be. Klay Thompson, 2012-2013. That's rookie Klay Thompson, RPA from National Treasures.
Yeah.
Number to 199. It's a BGS 9, not a 9.5.
Number to 199. That is the year that they did dual rookie class.
That's right.
So National Treasures RPA is generally numbered to 99.
That's right.
That was the year they did number to 199.
Something to take into consideration. On card, rookie patch auto, number to 199 of Klay Thompson. 26 bids. It sold on January 28th of this year, which is what? When did Klay come back? Right around that time, right?
This is maybe actually, a couple weeks. This later? Is kind of a tricky one. Conrad is putting off vibes right now that he like knows this for sure because he probably bought it.
He might have bought
probably
it.
Probably his card.
It's probably his card.
All right, Emily, you got it correct, so you go first.
Winner goes first. $6,700.
Okay.
$15K.
Oh boy.
$15K.
$7,300.
Actual price.
Uh-oh. Wait, when he's doing math, it's usually pretty
good
for,
yeah, actually, I need
people who are near each other.
I do need to do a little bit of math right
That's
now.
That's usually pretty good. I mean, it's Conrad's way out.
Let's see.
I can't be. No way.
Let's see. Okay, there's that. Again, I'm not a math major, so bear with me, everyone. Here we go. Actual price is $11,766. That means it is C-Rad by just about $500. C-Rad gets the point.
Five figures, man, for Klay, man.
Five figures for Klay. $11,000.
You seen him play to scrub this year?
Scored over 40 in that final game.
Whatever.
Final game. All right.
Without Steph, I might be able to score over 40.
I always like to do a little wild card at the end here. So,
man, that's a bag. We got
Steve Nash, the coach of the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh boy, right there, Santa Clara University.
He used to play. Remember that?
Two-time MVP.
That's right. Back-to-back MVP with the Phoenix Suns, including, I believe it was this year, he was an MVP. 2008, or no, maybe the year before. 2008, 2009. This is from the Exquisite Collection.
Oh,
it is a patch auto number to 24 of Steve Nash. 8.5, BGS 8.5.
Whatever it sold for. It wasn't enough.
Is there game MVP like Steve Nash?
That's right. It is not. I cannot claim to have an MVP game like Steve Nash. 26 bids. Sold on April 4th of this year. Very recent sale.
I think I'm just gonna go
this
crazy.
This is for if C Rat gets this, he clinches the win.
This is a tricky one.
I better not fumble this. You know why? Because this is the time during Guess That Price where I fumble.
This is it.
Yeah, every single time.
We've had Conrad up like 4-1 before and come back and lose it.
This is it, man.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
$3,500.
All right. Dan?
$3,100.
Oh, it's going to be
and
close.
And Emily?
Okay, well, I'm way off because I said $18,000.
$18K. Hey, you never know.
He values Steve Nash.
I get it. I mean,
he's Canadian.
It's
He also probably plays hockey.
You never Santa Clara legend.
Santa Clara University.
SCU legend.
You know what?
Legend.
At least I won one today. That's better than I thought I was.
You were in the you were in the ballpark on some of them. You actually you could win this one there, if depending on
stranger things have happened. Final total, actual price is. There we go. $5,113.55, which means
yes,
zero.
Yes, I did it.
It's the winner.
I did it.
Finally,
first win. Let's
triumphant
go.
Triumphant victory for Conrad.
Oh, -800 paid off. -800.
So. Wait, what was the next? Was there going to be another card?
No, there, was
there wasn't. That was it.
That was it.
So it if we would have tied, it would have.
I do five, so it's we don't get a tiebreaker, and yet we always have a scenario where we always get a tiebreaker. So
well, that was a good run.
That was a fun one.
That was a good run.
If I didn't win that, though, I would stop breaking basketball for the rest of my life.
Well, there you go. C-Rat is the winner thanks to the Steve Nash Exquisite. I think Exquisite goes a long way in that one as well for that price just because it's at
the, it does. I don't think – I mean, Steve Nash doesn't sell for as much as he should.
Well, point guards in general.
Like 18,000 is probably what it should be.
Yeah, yes, I mean, it's absolutely. Probably – 18,000 would have been the real price, real market
However,
value.
If – Steve Nash had won those championships both years ago.
That's MVP, true.
He'd be like Steph Curry prices.
He'd be close. He'd be close.
If you win the MVP, maybe. Season MVP back twice, 2 years in a row, back to back, like Steph did, and then you also bring the chip with it.
If Steve Nash wins a couple championships being a head coach, you think that affects his price on his cards?
Probably not, right?
No, nobody.
The coaches move the
nobody cares. Like Steve Kerr prices.
I was gonna say, what are Steve Kerr's? Although Steve Kerr wasn't a Hall of Fame player when he was playing, so that does make a difference.
Yeah, we can't compare Steve Kerr the player to Steve Nash. I mean, I know they had the first. Same
even
name,
though Steve Kerr did save Jordan a couple times,
that's
so.
True.
Yeah,
this is true. This is true. All right. Well, I think that just about does it for the hype.
Good job. You did it.
Good job. You did it. Congratulations to C-Rad. Triumphant victory. Next time we'll do, I'm going to be in and we'll do baseball to even things out.
We should get weird and just do Beanie Babies one time.
Oh, I am. You would be surprised at how well I will do.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a Beanie. I just went down this weird rabbit hole where I was like, are Beanie Babies still worth something?
I think
there's like five.
I think some of them are.
There's like five that are worth something.
There's five, like the tie-dye one.
There's some other ones that some of those McDonald's.
Five Beanie Babies out of how many did they make?
7 million.
Seven million.
No, I don't know. I just made that number up.
7 million is probably accurate.
But honestly, probably not that far. All right. Well, that's going to do it for The Hype, episode 235. Thanks so much. If you are listening to us wherever you get podcasts, make sure to find the video clips of The Hype over on Mojo Break Media on YouTube. Make sure to like and subscribe to Mojo Break Media, and of course subscribe to the podcast as well, Mojo Break Sports Card Show. We've got a new baseball card podcast I've been doing every Tuesday, Wax Packs and Warning Tracks. Been a lot of fun. Talk to Mark Luina, you know him better as Giraffe Neck Mark on YouTube. Had a lot of fun talking to him. If you haven't checked it out already, make sure to do so. For Emily, for Dan, for C-Rad, for Doug, I'm Cody. We'll talk to you next time on The Hype.